This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And it's presented by Garrison Building Supply. Kim Todd and Sarah Halperow in here to talk about a couple different things. Kim, start us out.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you so much for having us this morning. I am here to talk to you about an event coming to our community on Saturday, April 10th, and it's called TEDx Roseburg. If you're familiar with TED Talks, then you know that these talks are about ideas worth spreading. They are viewed on the web primarily, but there are events that happen in cities that do all the hard work to bring them there. And so that's why we're having a TEDx Roseburg conference on April 10th.
So how's it going to be different this year?
Well, it's going to be a live stream because I don't know if you've heard, there's this coronavirus thing happening.
We've heard a little bit about it, yeah.
This just in. And because of that, we have a live stream event. And that means that anybody in our community, outside of our community, can tune in on April 10th from 9 to 5 and see 12 amazing local speakers sharing their idea worth spreading. And our theme this year, Kyle, is ripples. And you think of ripples, the imagery of it is something gets thrown into a pond, let's say a rock, and you create these ripples. And ripples continue on, and you can't know where they all land. And so every person that's speaking, and if you go to TEDxRoseburg.com, you can see the local 12 speakers that have been working for a year to bring you their subject matter expertise. And we really hope that the community shows up to watch this. And to create more ripples, we have got so many amazing sponsors and community partners involved. And one of those is the Umpqua Valley Arts. So the reason we're really here today is to tell you about a pre-event to the TEDx Roseburg Talks. And it's, we're calling it internally as organizers, TED Rocks. And it's actually about that. So I'm going to throw it to Sarah so she can tell more about that.
All right. And we'll talk in a moment, too, about some of the speakers for the TEDx part. So, Sarah, how's the Arts Center tied into all this?
Well, at Umpqua Valley Arts, we love partnering with other local organizations and groups that are spreading positivity in the community. And anytime we can get involved and help with a creative project, we are game on. So when the TEDx group approached us about doing some rock painting, we went 100% starting to plan for some rock painting for the community. It's been a bit of a challenge with COVID and being in an extreme category, but we've been able to shift the rock painting workshops virtual, and we are launching those next week. So stay tuned for some amazing lessons by local rock painting experts.
So I guess the question would be, do you bring your own rock?
So that's a great question, Kyle. And at Umpqua Valley Arts, we are so thrilled to have a little exterior rock garden that you can come and select your own rock to paint. Umpqua Sand and Gravel was so generous in donating those for this project. You can come, sort through the rocks, find one you like, and take it home and paint.
Wow. And what's the date for that again?
So we are launching the video next week, but you can paint anytime. And we are really hoping that when we lower the risk in Douglas County, that we will be hosting some outdoor rock painting workshops in partnership with TED Talks.
Well, and the good news part of that, although it probably adds some logistics in, is that we actually drop in our risk level this Friday.
So excited. And the other thing that we will be able to provide the community are rock painting kits. So if you aren't able to rock paint in person, you can pick up a kit. They're only $20 and has everything you need to do the rock painting.
And you guys really found in the past year with all the things that weren't happening that for a lot of people, art was kind of a therapy to keep going sometimes.
Absolutely. Throughout all of this, art and creativity is one of the ways that we've been able to stay connected to each other while living apart and living such a new normal, as we're all calling it. But we are so happy to be the hub, the local hub for arts and culture in the Umpqua Valley.
And the other thing about these virtual events, and I don't know how many different virtual events we've talked about around here in the past several months, but as everybody retools how they do things, one of the things people didn't necessarily think about going into this was the fact that once you have it put together, it's not just, you know, Friday at 7. If you're able to keep it on your platform, it can be accessed by people for a long time or a certain period of time or whatever.
Absolutely. And that's been extremely exciting for us. The other opportunity it allows for is people outside of Douglas County to participate and engage in projects and experiences that we're putting out virtually.
And again, that starts, what's the date for that?
So we are launching the video on Monday, and stay tuned on uvarts.com for ways to be involved in the project, ways to participate in the workshops, and how to pick up your box.
All right, Kim, so tell us more about some of the speakers and who folks can see if they watch this.
I thought you'd never ask. We have speakers from every segment. We have some from education. I don't know if you've heard of Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. He's a bit of a broadcaster himself these days.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Yes, and so he has a TED Talk. Julia Palencius, she is our Blue Zone's face and front-facing person. She's going to be speaking. I'm not going to say their subject matter because that is being kept under wraps. I don't even know, so this is another teaser to get involved and watch. We also have Susan Rochester from the college, Steph Newman, who's a theater arts major. She ran the theater program, and she's worked at the Shakespeare Festival. Robert Johnson, funny man. I can't wait to hear his talk. So those are just a few, but if you go to TEDxRoseburg.com, you can see the speakers not only from 2021, but you can even look at past speakers from 2017. And the rocks kind of play in, Kyle, because we want to spread the word about this event, and we also want people to start thinking about their idea we're spreading, their ripple effect. And so the idea is to kind of place these rocks around our community and inspire people.
So, Sarah, tell us more about that idea.
So the beautiful thing about creativity and art is that anybody can participate, anybody can be creative, all ages. And in our community, we love putting out ideas and projects that absolutely everybody can be involved in and really share their story via creativity and art.
All right. Sarah Hallborough, Kim Todd, anything else we need to let people know?
TED Talks rocks. Stay tuned for more information on the workshops and the event itself, not to be missed.
All right, that's the Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.